welcome to the official podcast at Marketing Showcase. Today we're at the Utilita Bowl, I'm saying that properly, I hope, in Southampton, home of cricket. Not a cricket day though, is it? It's a bit rainy.
It's a bit rubbish.
No. And so my next guest, I'm going to let her introduce herself on what she does.
Hi, I am Jade Arnell and I own Marketing Rebels. I recently sold a marketing agency and off the back of that, we worked with lots and lots of different brands and realised there was a huge gap on the market for real training for marketing professionals. And so my new business fills that gap and we deliver marketing courses for marketing professionals.
So what kind of training? Start at the beginning, please.
Right at the beginning. So we basically do anything from entry level up to management level qualifications. So we're starting with a level 4 marketing professional qualification. It links into the multi-channel marketer apprenticeship program. So apprenticeship providers can use us to deliver the knowledge side of that in the apprenticeship. But also individuals can access it as well and essentially get the same sort of skill base off the back of it. Then we go right up to a level 6, which is a management one as well. And then we do everything in between. So we do SEO fundamentals, paid advertising, PPC and everything else, design fundamentals. Yeah.
So your agency that you sold was not that, was it?
No.
Tell me about the old agency and why you changed to training.
Sure. So Rebellion Marketing, I started that in 2018, so 6 years old in December, just gone. And I basically sold that because I've got a brain tumour. Hey, how exciting. So I found out that I had a terminal brain tumour in September. When I first found out, they basically told me I'd be dead by Christmas. So they thought I had something called a midline diffuse glioma, which is generally very, very sadly only normally seen in children. And there was one other person, I think, in Hampshire at the moment that has that type of brain tumour. I had a biopsy, which they messed up, and I got my face was paralysed for quite a long time. So it's just starting to come back now. So I had a bit of a rough time of it. But then I found out after the biopsy that actually it was something called an astrocytoma, which is much lower grade, much slower growing. So rather than just having a few months to live, as I thought I had, I now have potentially years.
Wow.
Very good news. I mean,
it's good news.
It's good news compared to what it was. Yeah. Still not fucking great, but you know, it is what it is. So off the back of that, I sort of decided that running a team of marketers, having all the stress and strains of that, was probably not what was best for me at the time. And I also really wanted the team to continue without me, to thrive. They're a really, really good team. If you're looking for marketing services, I would recommend them till the cows come home. They absolutely know what they're doing. They're a very, very good team. But I just didn't want the stress and I wanted to make sure that they could carry on without me. So I sold that in January.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm minted now. Drinks on me.
Oh, brilliant. You heard it here.
No, but I very quickly, my plan initially was to sell the business, sort of just retire, maybe do a bit of consultancy work if I felt like it.
Yeah.
And that was it. So my husband still works and still, you know, earns good money. So I didn't really have to do anything. But within about 3 weeks, I got very, very bored. So I was like, do you know what? Actually, I am going to launch this. So prior to having my marketing agency, I ran an apprenticeship provider. Okay. So my background was prior, like in higher level education, apprenticeships and that kind of thing anyway. So doing this has kind of merged my two favourite things, which is training and teaching people and marketing, which is great. So we launched this. I actually started the brand 2 years ago, so we were going to launch it as a sister company to Rebellion, but obviously sold the business, so can't do that. But we never really got around to it. There's, you know, lots of different things happen within the business, and we never really kind of took it off.
Yeah.
But now we are kind of full throttle. Everything being written is by people actually in the trenches doing the doing at the moment. So you know you're getting real world advice from people actually doing the job. And all our courses are launching in June. So, yeah.
And so have people signed up already?
We have got a lot of interest.
Yeah. Wow.
Loads and loads and loads. So we started with an email campaign actually just to get survey responses. So what I wanted to do is not just base it on what I thought people wanted, but genuinely what people out there in the marketplace actually wanted.
Yeah.
So we did, we sent, I think, 50,000 emails out to get survey responses, just to understand the market, what people wanted, that type of thing. So We've got lots of people from that that are obviously very interested. At the Marketing Showcase Southampton, we've had quite a lot of sign-ups for that as well. People taking the survey, people really asking us for more information and that kind of thing. And we're working with quite a few businesses and agencies that are also contributing to some of the forces. So yeah, it's been, so far it's been very good, and you know, the response to the launch has been very positive.
Fantastic. Oh my god, it's so brilliant. So, I could talk to you for a long time. But how do people get in touch with you and the survey and everything else?
So it's just marketingrebels.co.uk. Head to there. At the moment, it is literally the survey, so you can go on, take the survey if you're in marketing. That'd be super helpful to us and everybody else that's going to be in marketing. And then obviously you can get me on LinkedIn as well. It's Jay Darnell, Marketing Rebels.
Brilliant. Thank you.
That's
very
me.
Much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.